The Gemara Masechta Nedarim, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, teaches us Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Hilchos Sadaloch is Poisim B'Charata. When we come to Imat and Neder, Charata is an acceptable way to Imat or Neder. It doesn't only have to be a Pesach. Of course, it has to be a Charata D'Mikara. And v'niskokin l'elokei Yisrael. If somebody uses the word l'elokei Yisrael, whether he made a neder or a shvua, the halacha is that we are still matter that neder and a shvua. And the Ran takes this even a step further, that even a shvua of Nikitas Chafis, where he holds a Sefer Torah when he makes the Shvua, the halacha is that we could be matter neder. However, the Ran continues in quoting the opinion of Rav Haigoin that held that we should not use charata to be matter neder, only a Pesach. And furthermore, Rav Haigoin was machmer that by a shvua he was never matter the shvua unless there was a tzairich mitzvah, for example, to have when we have a situation of shalom bayis, or a situation where a community is in a machlokes. In such a situation, he allowed Hatorah Shvua. Otherwise, he never allowed Hatorah Shvua. And the Ran quotes Mar Yehudoi Goin, that was Machmer, that not only by Shvuas did he act that way, that even by Nedarim, he only was Matar or Neder. Number one, with a Pesach, not with Charata, and moreover, only with Tzorich Davar Mitzvah. But the Rosh says that this is all a Chumrah, and that we certainly can be Matir Neder. And now, not only that does he says that Bizman Hazeh, when we live in a time that people are unfortunately not careful with Nedarim, we can be matter on Nedarim Meshuas, because he says we have to weigh the options and being machmer and not being matter and neder a shvua, where people won't be careful, is worse than being matter the neder a shvua. And the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simon Reish Lamed Sif Aleph, Paskins Matirim Shvuas V'Nedarim, we are Matir Shvuas V'Nedarim Afilu Nisker Baskaras Hashem, Afilu Nisker Baskaras Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch clearly Paskins like the Rosh, even a Shvu with Askaras Hashem, we all matter. And the remark quotes the Keinagu Al Pishas Paiskin. That's the meaning of Pishas Paiskim. But Ramah says, Umikamakoim la Yishalov Ella Midoichik. Ramah himself says we should try to avoid being matter a shvua that had in it a shem. And the Shach quotes the Chuvas Maram Metz that if somebody is Poritz Minadorim, and even though he's not careful in making the Dorim, so when I have such a Shaila, says the Maram Mintz, I'm not the Neder, I give a Knas on the person that he should fast Bahab, or he should have to give a certain amount to Daka in order that he should not get in the habit of making the Dorim and Shavuos, and then believe that he just could go be matan neder. The Rambam says, "Afi shemuta lishol al shvudas." The Rambam Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Beis says the Rambam, "Afi shemuta lishol al shvua, ein beze doifi, mi shaliv benok beze ein be el shemetz minus." So the Rambam says that you certainly have every right to be matar shvua. On the contrary, somebody who is not careful doesn't believe is a question of apikorsis. However, the Rambam continues, "Mikamak and royally zor b'davazeh." We have to be careful. Vein niskakan lahatar. Even though the Rambam is just saying that somebody should, we have every right to be matar neder v'shvua. Ein niskakan lahatar. Says the Rambam, we're not matter el mnei dvar mitzvah mnei tzarek kodl. We just don't go and matter neder. And the Rambam says in the Pirush Mishnayis that toiv gedoyli hi la'adam, a person is doing himself a favor, shlo yish beklal. He shouldn't swear. But we see very clearly in our Gemara that certainly, a shvua that has in it a shem Hashem is much more serious. And therefore, there's a Ramah. The Ramah is in Simen Reish Lamed Zayin Sif Yud. Those that say, Emuna, believe me, as a kach for kach, abishen kenidre's reason, even though they're similar to nidre's reason, which we're learning in our sugya, are really not considered nedarim, become akam baya hatara. And similarly, says the Ratvaz, that if the Ramah is machmer on the word bemuna, there's a word that's very commonly used, particularly those that speak Hebrew, and that's the word be'emet, be'emes. Maybe Be'emes, since we know Emes is one of the names of Hashem, maybe it's considered using Hashem Hashem in a Shvua, which we know is much more complicated. And in fact, the Mata Ephraim in the Elef Hamogen, Simen Tuf Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Kotten Kuf Beis, says that whoever uses the word Be'emes in a shvua is making a shvua with the shame Hashem. And in fact, the Sefer Yisoid Shorish Avoda says that if somebody wants to speak this way and emphasize that he should be believed, shouldn't say the word be'emes, he says tamenly, believe me. Moreover, says the Mata Ephraim, that somebody makes a shvua in nafshi, in my nefesh, that too is considered that he is making a shvua b'shem Hashem. This is because we know alakai neshamish and asatabi, the neshama, the nefesh that each one of us has is from Hashem, and since the neshama that we have is from Hashem, by mentioning our neshama or our nefesh when we make a shvua, we're mentioning Hashem's name. So as we discuss this halacha of how we have to be careful in the words that we use, we see here that using the word be'emes, certainly, as we see from the Ramah, would be considered a shvua, and according to some, it would even be considered a shvua b'shem Hashem. And as the Ramah says, if you say b'muna, you have to have a Torah. Certainly if you say b'emes, you have to have hatorah. It's considered a shvua. Similarly, I saw that there are poskim that say that somebody says vadai. It's vadai, I'm going to do something. At two may be considered a lashon shvua. Because we know the Gemara in Masechet Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel, says in describing Hashem, Hagodol, Hagibah, Vahanoira, Vahavadai, in the Piyut, in the davening on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we say Havadai Shemoi Kain Tihilosoi. So using the word Vadai is maybe considered making a shvur. There's a tshuva in the Shas Tshuvas, Tshuvas and Chagas, Chelik Aleph Simen Tuf Kuf He. He also speaks about using the word Be'emes and tells people, he quotes the Sefer Ma'amloyos, that using that word is like is making like a shame, it's making a shvur of a shame Hashem, and it's a very serious isser. In fact, he says it could be making a shvur is even worse than the avera of znus. He says because people, he quotes an Ibn Ezra, very interesting var. He says people who get in the habit of speaking this way, in a way that, as we're learning, is halakhically inappropriate, are very hard to break that habit. Even if chas v'sholom, somebody is oivin aveira of niyuf, it's unlikely that he's doing it on a constant basis. But this may be an aveira that somebody's doing on a constant basis, and maybe even more serious. However, most Rishonim are of the opinion that if, when the person said it, he didn't intend to make a shvur, even though he used these wording, the halacha is that even if you use a terminology which the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch teaches us is considered a shvur, if it was clearly not your intention that it should be a shvur, it's not considered a shvur. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Lamed Zayin Sif Hey. There are those who differentiate between when somebody says he's going to do something, that even if he uses this type of wording, but it is not his intention to make a shvur, that it's not considered a shvur. But it's much worse when somebody speaks about something that already happened. If somebody speaks about something that already happened and uses that type of wording, that is, by some paiskim, considered a shvur. And therefore, it's very clear from the paiskim that one should avoid using these type of wording. And even the Paiskim say, when the person knows what he's saying is 100% true, but as we're learning in our sugyas, one should avoid making a shvur even when it's certainly true. If somebody says, I promise, so the Paiskim say that isn't considered a shvur. Even though one could argue that it should not be any worse than a Loshen Be'emes, but it's not Hashem Hashem. And as we're learning in our sugya, whenever you use the Shem Hashem, which Emes is Hashem Hashem, it makes it a much more complicated situation. The Chazon Ish, in the Igros Chazon Ish, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel, says a very interesting thing. Echshev Ke'en Choyvei says, I think I have the obligation L'chavos Ma'ash Belibi, to articulate what I'm thinking Ma'asherisi M'michto Ava Dorach Agav. Obviously somebody had written a letter to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish says, I have an obligation to comment on a wording that you used in your letter. Loshen, you said in the letter, Sadi b'meroimim. Sadi b'meroimim means like the person saying, there's edus, there's witness from Shemayim. Says the Chazon Ish, anachnu choshvin loshen zeh, mevzrayi the shvua. Using this type of wording is like making a shvua. V'adskaras dvarim ke'elu, and using this type of wording, says the Chazon Ish, nischanachnu, we have been educated, l'chashvan l'chamurus shebechamurus. We were taught, says the Chazon Ish, that one has to be very careful with the words that he says or writes, the chas v'shalom, they should not be considered a shvua. Mavad, says the Chazon Ish, shenogul hachm b'shvus emes, that even when it's emes, we have to be careful not to make a shvua. Kemavur b'tshuvas chsam soifer, oid ze yoitz mediba b'nachas, shenol hachachamim. One who speaks like the chachamim want to speak, doesn't speak this way. V'gamu ha'ora l'hargish dvarim shemabekach. He says a very interesting point. He says people use words and they don't think that those words are significant. But if there's a lesson to be learned in this Masechta, the words are very powerful and words are very meaningful. And therefore one has to be very careful with the words that he uses. He may be using a word that he doesn't realize how serious the consequences of the usage of such a word.